Let's talk books. And Elizabeth Heritage is in the Wellington studio. Hi there.
Kia ora, hoa.
Kia ora. So book design is what you're looking at today. Tell me a bit about why you've chosen that theme.
Well, the reason I've chosen it is because the New Zealand Book Design Awards are coming up very soon.
Go ahead.
So book design is one of those things that book nerds like me get really passionate about. But also it's a language that anyone who's ever read a book kind of doesn't know they already speak.
Okay.
It's a way of the books using the book's visual elements and the way that the words are set out on the page and the cover to kind of give you more of the story, give you like help communicate the book to you.
They say not to judge a book by its cover, but this is about more than the cover, yeah?
I mean, it is about more than the cover, definitely. But also, I think if the book designer has done their job well, you absolutely should be able to judge a book by its cover. You should, when you pick it up and you get that those kinds of feelings and those ideas and you have that response to the book, if the cover is accurately conveying the contents, then you should be able to make that judgment. Mm. But yes, as you say, it's not just about the cover. It's also about font choices, like how the words are laid out on the page, and also about the physical experience of reading, especially with print books. So if you think about when you're reading a book, how you hold it in your hand and like which part of the pages your fingers obscure. And so you'll notice that the book designer has kind of left room for that.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And
not the sort of thing you would think about unless you're a book geek like you, Elizabeth.
Exactly, yes. Mm. And also how, like, much larger books, particularly big, heavy, hardback coffee table books, kind of demand that you lean towards them. Like, they're not so much, you can't sort of read them comfortably in your lap. You kind of have to bend your body towards them to experience them, you know, beautifully laid out or flat.
Is there much innovation in book design, though? Because I imagine once you've got it right, once you've got the margins in the right places, that you pretty much roll that out for every book you publish.
Yes and no. So you're right that a lot of book design is very classic. And in fact, if you look at really, really old books, a lot of the ways that it is laid out will seem really familiar to you. And that's because, you know, our arms are about the same length, our hands are about the same size. But also, of course, book design has had to keep up with the changing way that we read, and particularly ebooks and the way that people even buy print books online.
Tell me about the way book design is changing then.
So one of the main things is that, especially with ebooks, the book designer has to give up a lot of the control that they used to have about how the reader experiences the word on the page. And because, of course, with a print book, once it's printed, the size of the page can't change. It's a stable physical object.
Yeah.
But with ebooks, the way we read them changes a lot depending on which device we're reading them on and what kind of screen we're using. And, of course, because they are malleable digital files, we can tutu with them as well. So we can change the font size or change the font style to suit ourselves. But the other really big change that's happening is that book covers particularly have to work at a much smaller size as well as at kind of like full scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you think about like when you're on Amazon and stuff, often the book cover is just a wee thumbnail. And there are a lot of designs that will work really well at trade paperback size, but very poorly at like postage stamp size.
Worth thinking for anyone who's got a Twitter profile pic as well.
Yes, definitely.
What does your face look like at thumbnail size?
Yes, exactly.
In my case, much better than at full size.
What
about these awards then? What do they recognise?
So they are annual awards, the New Zealand Book Design Awards, and they recognise excellence in all different kinds of book design. So there's awards for best cover, best typography, best illustrated book, best children's book, all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
they're a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever attended the New Zealand Book Design Awards?
I personally haven't, alas, but I hear that they are a lot of fun. They're up in Auckland, which is, and I'm in Wellington. So.
Uh-huh. Mm. But you talked to a couple of judges this year, I think.
Yeah, I did. So apparently one of the things that's happening this year, the trends, is there's quite a lot of peach being used, the colour peach. And also there's a lot of typographic stacking, which is when the words themselves, usually the book's title, become the main visual element of the cover. You can probably kind of call to mind a book, you know, that uses this. And I think one of the interesting things about that is, of course, when you're essentially making the title really big, of course, that means that it's going to work a lot better at a smaller size as well as the real size. Yeah.
Any particular reason? I suppose that, yeah, you've sort of hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
There's also a Young Designer of the Year award.
Yes, there is, which is very exciting. And so one of the things I do is I teach on the publishing course at Whitsareia. So we have new people coming into Te Ao Pukapuka, you know, the publishing trade all the time. And of course, there are like new people coming into not just design generally, but also specifically book design, which is a very specialised subset, kind of involves having a foot in both worlds. And one of the nominees this year is Takane Price, who works as a designer here in Pōneke in Wellington at Huia Publishers, which is, of course, extremely well known for their Māori publishing and supporting Māori writers.
And Takane is a man.
Mm-hmm.
And what has he done?
Well, he has done all kinds of awesome stuff. My personal favourite of his work is a book. It's bilingually published, so it's called Te Pohu in Māori and The Bomb in English. And that's The Bomb as in when you jump into the water, not as in the thing that blows up.
Yeah.
So that's written by Sasha Cotter and illustrated by Josh Morgan and designed by Takane. And there's a couple of pictures up on the RNZ website for you. But it's just gorgeous. And also I love the way that the title kind of becomes part of the structure of the cover. And when I spoke to Takane, he says that one of the kaupapa they use at Huia in terms of their design is manaakitanga, which is so making sure that the reader feels welcome and comfortable, and that and he says one of the things he's always really conscious of is making sure that the design supports the storytelling.
Yeah, so we're not talking about the illustration so much.
No. So interesting. So the illustrator will, of course, draw the illustrations, usually in very close consultation with the author. But the designer's job is to make sure that the words and the images sit on the page in the right way. They'll often pay a lot of attention to like what your eye is first drawn towards, and how the kind of the mood of the story is set by, for example, the relative size of the illustrations versus the text and that kind of thing.
Great, Elizabeth. Yeah. When are the book awards happening?
So they are happening next week, Thursday the 25th of July. You can attend the ceremony if you are in Auckland. Just go to bookdesignawards.co.nz. And also I have been talking to some of the people involved, and I'm writing an article for The Read, which is the Booksellers New Zealand publication, and that will be out this Thursday.
Good stuff, Elizabeth. Thanks so much. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Ka kite.